Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. What's trending on Money FM 89.3?
Thank you for joining us here on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, joined in the studio by our finance producer, Hong Bin Jong. And we have on the line with us today, Lavinia Rajaram, who is the Asia head of Expedia Group Brands PR at Expedia Group. Lavinia, great to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure, Lavinia. And you've just shared with us, Expedia has just shared with Money FM some key statistics. For F1 weekend, hotel searches for staycations in Singapore have doubled compared to the average weekend demand in the past 12 weeks. Of the staycations planned, the top attributes Singaporeans are looking for: pool access, complimentary parking, and hot tubs. Okay. And for flight searches, data has also showed that for outbound flights for the F1 weekend, we've got them 9 times higher than F1 season 2019. And the average hotel daily rate over this year's F1 weekend is 30% higher than 2019. Lavinia, we've got to break down these stats and get into the facts on this weekend's F1. So let's talk about that outbound flight statistic first. Does this mean people are looking to escape Singapore this F1 weekend?
Rachel, the engines are roaring and people are just so excited to travel. I think the latest news on Japan reopening has also created a little bit of spur. We see staycations rising month on month. And therefore, that's a trend that will continue to stay among Singaporeans who don't want to pack their bags and leave just yet. So staycation trends have been rising and everyone's taking advantage of a good F1 deal this season. Whether or not it's to escape the city life and get that hot tub experience outside of the city, maybe in Sentosa, or buying a package that will give you that entire experience of going to the F1, enjoying your concerts and being able to stroll back to your room right after the night.
That's right. So where are the hottest bookings that you're seeing, Lavinia? I'm assuming it's around the F1 circuit, but you mentioned that people are also looking at locations such as Sentosa.
That's right. I think what we're experiencing this year is that there are several big conferences that are happening just before and after the F1 season. So we're getting a lot of the business community coming to Singapore. We're also getting a lot of the F1 fans across the region come to Singapore to experience that. I think Singapore gives that great night experience of the race as well as that city life, and everyone is craving for that. What we're seeing today is a nice, healthy balance of getting out of the city as well as booking that experience within the city, which we can assume is for that F1 experience. Prices are relatively much higher this year because demand is definitely back. As said earlier, 30% higher than what we would experience in 2019. Hotels are also ramping up in terms of their manpower to ensure they're meeting this demand and giving their guests the best experience. So there's a lot happening, Rachel. What we're really excited about is the tourism industry is certainly rebounding, and this is such a healthy time and happy time for everyone.
It is. It is. Actually, it's my wedding anniversary this weekend. So I'm sorry. No luck with the staycation there, Mr. Chen. It's not going to happen. Prices are too high. Okay. Indeed. We've got a question that's come in from one of the listeners as well for you, Lavinia, about F1 weekend. Hong Bin, do you want to share that with us?
So what advice do you have for a F1 newbie for this weekend night race?
If you're going to catch the race, I think you want to consider, depending on what you're looking to do, if you're going to the concerts, you want to sort of not have the trouble of getting a taxi to go home at night because prices for taxis are also going to be really high, demand will be high. Try looking for a room that's closer to the city. Maybe you can take that long walk. This is a time for you to take in those steps that you need to get in and do a stroll into the city. Enjoy all the buzz that's happening around the city this F1 season. If you want to escape, there's still many choices available outside of the city. When I say outside the city, you could also book something down in Orchard area or closer to the the city center. And you don't have to go all the way down to Sentosa for it. So there are many options available. what you want to be looking for if you're searching for a hotel are the deals that come with it. Does it offer a free spa or a discount voucher for dining? Sometimes if you book for the weekend night, you get your weekend brunch on a Sunday. So you can have that brunch before you check out. So look out for those additional deals that are happening and being offered.
And we are seeing some great combination deals as well, aren't we, Lavinia, in terms of just packaging with events that are going on this week as well. Two other questions that I want to combine together. One from Leslie Dixon. Leslie's asking, which are the best hotels for F1 views? And Ying Lee's was the one I want to combine it with. She said, any good spots to recommend to go to watch the race for those without tickets? So I think those are kind of similar. Best hotels with views and good place to go and watch for those without tickets?
I think the best hotels for the view are those that are along the track. So we're looking at the Marina Bay area. So anywhere from Fullerton Hotel to all the way around the Marina Bay area will give you that view. This is also including the Swiss Hotel at Raffles City. We're looking, so anything in that vicinity area will give you that little bit of the buzz. Even if you can't see it, you'll hear it. And so that's just what will come with that experience that you're looking for. You must anticipate that the crowd getting in and out will be a little bit more challenging. I would say if you find a good deal now, you're going to get really lucky to find one because everything got snapped up months ago. Having said that, there could be some that are still out there. Look out for those credit card deals or discounts that you could use with, you know, your payment options, your loyalty programs. And of course, the Expedia rewards points will give you much more rewards when you book with Expedia.
Lavinia, what are you getting up to this F1 weekend? Are you heading down to see the race?
I'm actually just going to watch it from my home. I don't live far from the track. So I may stroll down the marina area and just get a little bit of that buzz and watch the fireworks on Sunday night. Or if I get lucky, I might get invited to watch this race. I haven't yet, and I haven't thought about it yet, Rachel.
That's a hint for whoever's listening. Lavinia wants to go to F1 this weekend. Okay, let's move on to regional travel now while we've got you with us, Lavinia, because we've seen Japan, Taiwan, Hong Kong opening up, and you've just shared with us some key stats you've sent into Money FM 89.3 just now, and you've said that following the slew of announcements that we've seen of travel restrictions easing, key destinations in the region, search demand for Japan, Taiwan, Hong Kong have seen significant jumps. Top 10 destinations we've got that have been searched for post-announcements on September 23rd and 25th include Bangkok, Tokyo, Taipei, and Osaka. Let's talk about the return to Japan. What do our listeners need to know?
Wow, you know, this is, I think Japan reopening is something that not just Singaporean travelers have been waiting for, but travelers around the world. Mm. What's unique to know is that Japan as a destination has been trending in our search patterns for months, in fact, close to 12 months now. Every month our search trends would indicate Tokyo, Osaka trending, which means people have been planning, anticipating, and they had the hope that Japan would reopen at some point. I think travelers today also know that the minute a market reopens, prices of flights are going to be really high. So I think the savvy travelers have already started to book in advance, and now they can take advantage of all the great deals that are happening. Prices for flights are still relatively in a healthy range, by which it's only about 10 to 20%, much higher than an average ticket time. So grab that ticket if you see one, because we can anticipate that price will go up as demand starts to rise. We did see Japan really spike over the last 48 hours. And as you had mentioned, Tokyo, Osaka, Sapporo, Kyoto, and Miyakojima are the top five trending destinations.
Wei Chi has sent a comment. I love sashimi. I love sashimi too, Wei Chi. And speaking to Lavinia, I want to book a ticket to Japan now too. Lavinia, what are some of the things that we need to be mindful of booking these tickets? Are there any rules, regulations that we need to take into account or consideration if we're looking to head out of Singapore to, say, Japan, Taiwan, or Hong Kong?
I think the advice we give every traveler planning a trip today, the number one thing to keep in mind is really look out for those cancellation policies. Not because anything could happen today, but in case your plan changes and if you want to move your ticket or cancel it altogether, that you're able to get those refunds and save your dollars. So you don't want to be stuck. So those cancellation policies are going to be really critical if you're booking a flight and a hotel. The second thing you want to incorporate in your booking is insurance. I think it's a product that many travelers would probably like not include or think twice about it. This is the moment you need insurance. Flight delays, you know, baggage loss, insurance will help you. So really think about adding that in. The last advice is, of course, your rewards program. So if you have a credit card that's going to give you those extra deals, the Expedia rewards points also gives you a lot of points and deals. And if you book on the app, you get those member savings. So there's a lot of savings that are happening. So try and be savvy when you're planning your trip.
You've mentioned that with the return of travel to Taiwan and Hong Kong, Taiwan has seen a 280% increase in flight demand. Hong Kong has seen a 250% increase in flight demand. We've got a question that comes in related to that. Hongbin, would you like to share?
I think we have a lot of questions, but I wanted to combine two questions. One's from Ouryang Jun, who's asking, when's a good time to book trips to get the best prices? And Zoe says she's planning to go to Hong Kong around early January. So any tips to buying cheaper flights? Like, when is the best time? Any suggestions there?
There was a period of time I'd be able to tell you which day of the week would probably be the best time. Now, with three markets opening up all at the same time, you can anticipate your end travel is going to be going in this direction. If you see a good deal, grab it. Now, the best advice I can give you is probably think about traveling just after the peak season. So if you're thinking about year end, maybe consider going the week right after Christmas, just before New Year. You might have a window of hope there where prices may be a little bit more cheaper than usual, or go right after the peak travel, which is first week of January. You may find that prices will be at least about 10 to 15% cheaper than it would the weeks prior.
Okay, Lavinia, well, thank you for sharing all of that with us today. That's a lot to digest and a lot to look forward to, not only this week, but also in the weeks ahead as we all plan those year-end trips. Lavinia Rajaram from Expedia joining us on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.